Carl, the other day I watched the movie Noah.
Yes.
You know, it's been out for several months.
Yes.
I recall. I thought it would be interesting. It's basically an adaptation.
Yes.
It's hard for me to
adaptation,
say.
Adaptation. Adaptation.
From the biblical story.
Yes.
But, you know, actually it was not. I was wrong on that. I think the writers and the directors got the main theme right. You know, God said there was going to be a flood. Noah listened, and he built an ark, albeit with the help of some very mystical rock people who used to be angels. All the animals came.
Oh,
I want
Lord.
You to know that.
Yes.
And Noah put them to sleep.
Yeah, he put them to sleep.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Now, I thought the movie basically was terrible. You know, I'm not a movie critic. I'm just a personal guy that looks at movies, and I always wanted to see this movie. I thought it was terrible, but not because I'm a stickler for Bible accuracy, but because they threw in a lot of extraneous plots, conflicts, and violence. You know, there's enough violence if you're going to flood the whole... Whoops, sorry, you can't say that on radio. The whole world.
Well, you did, and that's okay.
Well, I beg your pardon.
But I think, look... We were talking a bit about this before as in our pre-production meeting before the show. It's Hollywood.
Oh no, I got his singing.
You got me singing now.
Oh, no.
But Hollywood has a tendency because they think this is what the audience wants. They couldn't keep a straight story. And this came up in conversation. We'll get back to Noah in a moment. The only stories based on historical fact that they've kept right on down the line was the historic A Gone with the Wind, which was written about the South by a Southern woman, and it was the South, and they pretty much held to that story, okay? And a fabulous book of
what has that got to do with Noah?
Because I can give you some other examples where they did not, and Noah happens to fall into the do not category. They just kind of took off with that.
Well, don't you think all of the biblical stories kind of fall into the do not category? Where's the authentication for any of this stuff?
Well, that's
anyway?
True. Well, I thought the Ten Commandments was pretty much close to the Bible.
With Victor Mature.
Yeah, I don't remember who did it. It doesn't necessarily matter. But the point is that the... They do try to keep to the script, and the script being the Bible. But in this particular, and I did not see in all honesty, I did not see Noah. But the critics panned it. They actually.
Oh, they did.
They just went.
I didn't read that.
They thought it was absolute.
Well, you know, the way I figured it is, if the original writers of the Book of Noah or whatever book Noah is in,
the Old Testament.
Okay, in the Old Testament, put as much fiction into the story of Noah as the directors and the writers did for the movie of Noah, we've been duped for centuries.
In other words, it wasn't true, yeah. Folks.
Yeah. And I kept looking for my Bambi DVD.
But you know what? but we did. Now we're going to get off. We're going to get esoteric here.
With Bambi?
No. A lot of the biblical stories are now being... in one form or another, of finding some form of truth in the historical record as we get better at tying all of these stuffs together from the various other cultures, like Sumerian. We talked about this before the show. And the Phoenicians and the Egyptians. There seems to be a consistency of storyline across multiple cultures and multiple religions. So there is some historical truth. I am a believer that in the old days...
Define old days?
In my time, it was very old. The storytelling that gave us our historical records was not that far from being wrong. Even the scribes who rewrote them centuries after centuries never frayed too much in a Hollywood-esque fashion to put in an angel here, a exploding volcano there, or something to that effect. And I could be wrong, but I believe there's some sense of truth in defense of the producers of Noah.
No, you're defending the Bible.
I am, because they've often said that the Bible was, many have claimed it was mythical. I don't believe it is.
Or apocryphal.
Yes, and there is some truth in a way, because they're trying to tell a story, to give it a moral a structure, but their stories have basis in fact, like the flood, which is in all cultures. And now there is some geological evidence and meteorological evidence that, in fact, there could very well have been a
global flood.
A regional flood caused by the retreating ice age, which, by the way, was retreating at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know.
Well, we're worried about the same thing today.
Yes.
With the melting of the polar caps.
Do you know that the great mammoths that were last living in Siberia only died 10,000 years ago? I find that fascinating.
Did you attend the funeral?
No, but
come on!
I know I've got everybody laughing. This is going to turn into a chuckle. But
how do you know that it was 10,000 years ago?
Because they have dug up these poor animals. And they've done the geo. Oh, Lord. We're losing it here. I've got people laughing in the control room. People walking by and seeing us laughing.
No, this is silly.
A lady just banged on the door in the control room. What's going on here?
This is silly.
No, I know. We've gotten silly. But this is true. There was
of course, you have it all authenticated somewhere on some parchment paper.
No. There have been written papers about this, and it's absolutely true. So the world is a much smaller place than we.
Try to get it together here, Carl.
I'm trying.
Your point is well taken, which means it doesn't make any sense. I don't believe this. Anyway, how are the Yankees doing? Should we? Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see what's happening here in the studio, but Carl has basically lost it. And I've got tears coming down my eyes.
No, you see here, and you wrote down here in this segment other stuff. But you should. You should not have done that.
Right. Oh, we have some fun sometimes on Smith Sabatino. We hope that you have fun with us and listening.
Keep it going.
Even though my good friend Carl Sabatino has, I think we can finally discuss his problems.
Oh, Jesus.
And one of which is that he thinks that some things that are humorous are humorous. And he goes with it. All I'm doing is trying to fill here for a couple of moments.
And you were doing a beautiful job.
To give him a moment to collect himself.
As tears pour down your face, you're doing a beautiful job. But this is true. And I've got to stay off of that. But there is some historical.
I don't believe this. We've got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
Oh, Lord.
So, Carl and Roland walk into a bar. And there's this.
And you're not helping.
I know. I'm trying to think how I can help you understand
this. Well, let's get back. Let's get back to the
I've never seen this happen to my friend Carl before.
This happened to me once. This is true now, again, and when I was doing my show from Rothman's. But at least at that point, we were drinking. And you were allowed, because it was a show in a restaurant.
Right.
And I lost it. Joy Reynolds was on the show that night. And I lost it. I just lost it.
You know, but that happens. If we have more time in another segment, I'll talk about some times when I'm on the air we're doing a local news broadcast.
Oh, those are the best.
And something happens that's so funny.
Those are the best.
But once you lose it, it is very hard to get it back.
Because anything that anybody says sends you off again.
But then you think of it again, and it brings it back up.
Well,
I remember doing that with my partner Jim Jensen at Channel 2 CBS in New York one time, and he pronounced it was a story about the Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh.
Yes.
And he mispronounced the name, And in doing so, all I did was give a little snicker. And he started to lose it. You could see that the sides of his, the corners of his mouth to go up. And he tried to finish what he was saying, but was having difficulty. And it comes to me, and I realized by this time I've lost it. And so actually what we had to do was to say, you know, we're going to pause for commercial break and we'll try to collect ourselves, get it together, and we'll get back. And if we have time, we'll explain to you what was so funny.
And you came back, it didn't work either.
No, it never does. You can't go back and recreate that. All you can do is go with it, because I think that happens in families. It happens in organizations. It happens in meetings. Very serious people.
And it happened here. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. We're back.
America, weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is the TV making you fat. Well, it's common knowledge. People eat more when they watch TV. But there's a way to watch TV and not pack on the pounds. Here's the nutritional science of it. Couch potato syndrome. People eat mindlessly in front of a TV. But here's the twist. People really stuff their face when they're watching something entertaining or funny. Why? Well, they're so caught up in what they're watching. Before you know it, the entire bag of chips, well, it's history. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, don't eat and watch TV at the same time, but that's probably too much to ask. Instead, why don't you try this as an alternative? Eat during the news or some less entertaining program. You'll be less distracted, able to monitor your eating, and you know what? You'll eat less. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. While in the wilds of Indonesia, David Slater let a curious monkey take his camera. The monkey selfies are unique and charming photos that have caused quite a lot of excitement. But when the photos started showing up everywhere, David got upset because he owns the copyrights. Or does he? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
The U.S. Copyright Office has made it clear that it does not issue copyrights to photos taken by non-humans. So the monkey can't own his selfie. But neither can David, because he didn't take the picture. And that's the final verdict.